need some help here. And, you know, it's okay to be grizzling about traffic and everything else. This is the sort of thing that really matters. And we do need help. We have a little Christmas project every year which can reinforce the Christmas spirit, makes people feel a little better about being trying to help. About trying to help. This involves a Melbourne family. They're facing a very emotional Christmas. They live out in Mernda. Lee and Michael have three children. Ashley is 22. Becky is 19, Samantha is 17. Because of a very rare disorder, Ashley and Sam both have cancer, both are terminally ill. In fact, Samantha may only live until Christmas. The family's been living with this situation for 20 years. They deserve a break, they need a break. On the line, the mother, Lee White, good morning.
Hello.
Lee, what is this disorder? Describe it to me.
To cut it short, it's basically a cancer gene. It's a PMQ mutation.
Yeah.
It's come from their father and myself.
So how many of the children carry the gene?
Just Samantha and Becky. Samantha and Ashley. Becky's got two normal genes.
How long has Ashley been ill?
Since he was two.
And he's 22 now?
That's correct.
And how is he now?
He's currently having chemotherapy at the moment. Not as good as we'd like him to be. He locks himself away in his room. We think he's a little bit depressed, but tries to handle it as best he can.
He started with leukemia and stomach cancer now, is it?
That's correct, yes.
Well, how often does he have chemo? Has he been doing that all his life?
Oh, he had, when he was diagnosed with leukemia when he was two, he had treatment for 18 months. Then relapsed, and then he had a bone marrow transplant, which he received Becky's cord blood. I was pregnant with Becky when he was diagnosed. So it was frozen for if and when needed. He had a transplant in 1998. So he had high doses of chemotherapy and radiation then. And then he went for so many years, and everything was good up until 2011. He went for a colonoscopy, part of the constitutive mismatch that they've got required 12 monthly colonoscopies.
Yeah.
So when he was 18, he had his first colonoscopy and we found that he had polyps. So he had the polyps removed. And then they suggested that we take his bowel to prevent adolescent bowel cancer.
Yeah.
And when they took his bowel, we found that he had a cancerous polyp once they took it.
Okay, now I can understand he's depressed. What about physically? What's his outlook?
He's very small, very lost a lot of weight. They've told us that it's incurable. When we first found out about the stomach cancer, they told us that they would look at taking his stomach, but then they did a laparoscope and found that the cancer had spread in his stomach. So taking his stomach wasn't an option.
Oh, poor bloke.
So then when they told us that it was incurable, that if they were to remove his stomach, it would just grow somewhere else.
Okay. Now, Becky, the middle child, she's okay?
Yeah, she's fine. Yep, perfect.
Oh, my God. Gee, she's got a lot to live with, as you have, with two
yes.
very sick siblings. Samantha, 17, with this gene, this cancer gene, if you like.
Yep.
She's at the Royal Children's, I know. What's happening with her? How long has she been sick?
Samantha was diagnosed in 2005. With the first brain tumour.
So she would have been about 8 years old?
That's correct, yes. She had surgery, radiation for every day for 6 weeks, chemotherapy. Then she went 7 years, and then we were routine scans, and then we were told that she had grown another tumour at the front of her brain. So then they put her on radiation again and chemotherapy again, and then 2012 they told us that it returned. So she had two lots of surgery. Then in July this year they told us that the tumour had grown back at the back of her brain, and it was spreading across, so there was nothing more they could do for her. They just told us quality of life.
Dear mate. So what's her outlook now?
Not very good.
I know. How long are you expecting? How long do you think she's got?
I think maybe Christmas.
Oh dear, dear. And she's only 17.
That's correct.
How do you? I don't know how you live with this. How are you doing, you and your husband?
Yeah, we're okay.
But you've been living with this for 22 years.
That's it. That's right.
Hmm.
It's just a part of a parent's job. You just have to do it. They're our children, and we love them.
Yeah, but I can only imagine you living there every second must be precious with these kids.
That it is, yes.
It sounds as if you're going to lose both of them, aren't you?
Yes.
Oh, dear me. What can we do? What can we do? I mean, we've been talking to your doctors and everything, and they, you know, they're doing everything they can, but they are, and they say they speak very highly of you and your partner as being such caring parents, and of the kids of being great kids. What can you do? We got a message that a puppy might be a nice little gesture.
Samantha's always wanted a bulldog puppy.
Yeah.
But we've never been able to get her one.
Why on earth does she want a bulldog puppy?
She barracks for the Western Bulldogs.
Ah, oh, dear. But the bulldogs, they're ugly little puppies.
And they're gorgeous.
Oh, dear. So if we can... they're pretty hard to find, bulldog puppies, aren't they?
Yeah, we've looked and looked and looked, but yeah, it's just, I think they're hard to find, and plus they're expensive as well.
Yeah, I had a look last night. I think they're around about $4,000.
Yeah, that's correct.
But you know, they're an unusual dog, and they're a well-bred dog. So, yep. You think it would help Samantha if we could find one?
Oh, she would be over the moon.
And are you happy to care for the puppy? In the years ahead?
Very much so.
I mean, in a way, it would be a reminder of her, wouldn't it?
That's exactly right.
And, of course, it helped Becky too, who would embrace the puppy, a bulldog puppy.
Yeah, she hasn't had exactly what you call a normal life, has she? She's been born into it.
Becky, you mean?
Yeah, Becky.
Yeah. What does she do? Is she still at school or is she working?
No, she works. She works part-time at KFC.
Okay, well, what we need to do is it's a bit like a sort of make-a-wish thing. If we can find a bulldog puppy and then we can raise the money to buy the bulldog puppy, I tell you what, you want pet insurance with them, though.
Oh, okay, thanks.
I've got a boxer and I know you need pet insurance with them, and I think bulldogs are similar, but look, we can get advice on that. And we've got to find the pup first and find the money to pay for him. And we better do it quickly, hadn't we? Because the sooner Samantha can have the dog, the better.
And the happier, yep.
Yeah. Anything else we can do? I mean, that's just a starting point, but if we have any other ideas, you know.
I've got a very close friend that started a fund for us.
Yeah.
It's a GoFundMe.
Yeah.
And she's been... And so if I ever had her, I don't know what I would have done.
Yeah, I mean, the last thing you'll be worrying about is money, isn't it, when you've got a problem like this?
Because Samantha and Ashley's father's leaving work at the end of this week to stay home and help me look after them.
Oh, he's going to help look after them. That's good. That's good, but there's no money. You'll get sort of allowances and things from government, I'd hope, wouldn't
you? Well, we're in the process of filling out papers for it.
Okay, well, look, Lee, we'll keep in touch. If anybody knows where we can find a bulldog puppy, I think we might have found one. We've approached the breeder, but it is it's about $4,000, I think, and it's a little puppy. So we need to... Oh, dear me. Lee White. Okay, that's our Christmas project, to raise $4,000 to get a bulldog puppy for Lee and her kids. Lee's gone. I didn't want to sort of... put her through the description again, but she has a 22-year-old son, terminally ill with stomach cancer. He's been ill for 20 years. She has a 17-year-old daughter who may not make Christmas, who has terminal brain cancer. She's been ill for 9 years. It is to do with a gene, for want of a better term, a cancer gene that these kids have. A puppy would help that family view the world a little differently for a while.